the headlines. Police and prison officers continue their search for a convicted murderer and escaped prisoner. Security at the QEH under scrutiny after a third prisoner escapes in less than a year. A third candidate joins St. James North by-election race. A delay in the new Roe rape trial. Stetson Babb retires from Starcom Network after nearly two decades. And jury selection for musician Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial has begun in New York. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Police are continuing their search for convicted murderer and escaped prisoner Kishon Thomas, also known as Papi, Paps or Ton, who fled custody last Friday around 4 p.m. while at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Thomas, 26 years, an inmate at Dodds Prison, formerly of Seaview, St. James, was last seen driving a silver Suzuki APB van, which was later recovered on Saturday. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite confirmed that officers are working tirelessly to recapture the escapee.
We're still working around the clock trying to bring the prisoner back into custody. Car recovered on Saturday, was recovered on Saturday in Black Rock. And we want to continue to appeal to the public if they see him, if they know where he can be located, any information that they can provide, to call the police hotline at 1-800-8477, police emergency 211. Nearest police station to them, they can also contact the Criminal Investigations Department, 430-7189, 430-7190. So any help is appreciated. No matter how small it may seem, how trivial it might seem to them, call, give the information, and we'll act on it.
Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Meantime, patients and their relatives have expressed a mixture of fear, concern and consideration for prisoners seeking care at the Accident and Emergency Department. Following the escape of the convicted murderer Thomas, calls have come for restrictions on prison officers and those prisoners receiving treatment from the island's major healthcare facility.
I feel that they should have a doctor at the prison so that them could get attended at the prison, not at a hospital among the other people. Them coming out and walk free, like they're only hospital. And we can't say they're the only hospital, because when we got guys that we have surgery back and everything, it's not right.
Normally when I see them here, I normally see two persons from the prison with them. I think that is enough security. And they're usually in shackles as well. Because you're a prisoner doesn't mean you should be treated like a dog. They should still have care.
If you have procedures to follow, right, it shouldn't be high risk, right? So in case of the last incident, procedure could not have been followed, right? That is my say on it.
I feel that if they are bringing to the hospital, they should have on shackles and handcuffs, and they should have two prison officers with them. Right, so that in that way, that you know, they can keep a closer time. They're going to go, if they're going to surgery, one should be there. They should be there to see what's going on. That fella Shahana were escaping. He should have had on shackles or handcuffs on his hand.
Views of persons in and around the QEH this morning speaking to Starcom Network. Up to news time, the QEH were yet to respond for a response. President of the Bajan Free Party, Alex Mitchell, officially entered the race for the St. James North by-election this morning. He paid his deposit at the Treasury Building around 10 o'clock, accompanied by two fellow members of the Bajan Free Party. Holding up his receipt for the May 21st poll, Mitchell told reporters he plans to campaign on housing and the rising cost of living.
We have been canvassing already, and like I said, we're trying to make sure that we got a good response by being up there. I mean, the people don't want $300, they want the reverse tax credit, you know. We want the people that the government owes money to pay them. These are things that the people need, you know. I met a lady at the bus stop coming up, and she looked very bewildered. So I asked her what's the problem. She says she went to the government for help. She got three children, and she can't get any help. I asked her where does she live. She said she lived with the father of her children, but they still need help, okay? And that's what we need. We need help.
Bajan Free Party candidate for St. James North by-election, Alex Mitchell. There was a delay this morning in the rape trial of parliamentarian Neil Rowe. By midday, the closing arguments to be delivered by lead defense Michael Lashley were yet to start, as Mr. Lashley was before Justice Carlisle Graves in the No. 3 Supreme Court, involved in impaneling a jury for an 8-man murder trial. Mr. Rowe is before Justice Pamela Beckles in the No. 5 Supreme Court after the prosecution closed its case last week. He is accused of raping a woman at his Kings and Christchurch residence on September 18th, 2022. in the lunchtime edition. Social worker and community activist Fabian Sargent is calling for major adjustments to the teaching structure and is also condemning the practice of expulsion within the schools. Mr. Sargent, also founder of the Men's Empowerment Network, said some students were kicked out as early as 15 years old and often ended up in prison.
We need to really examine our skill sets within the school system because a lot of the teachers are unable to deal with the behavior challenges that we are seeing. And we also have to look at manpower. We need to have a smaller ratio teacher per child. We also need to probably explore the possibilities of having a diverse set of professional social workers, psychologists, even psychiatrists across the secondary school in Barbados.
That's founder and member of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent.
And with that, we sign off from this chapter as we prepare to move on to explore and take up some new challenges and new opportunities. But we'll definitely be seeing and hearing each other around, that's for sure. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
And with that, former head of news at Starcom Network, Stetson Babb, delivered his final sign-off last week. Babb, longtime manager of news at Starcom Network, retired on April 30th after nearly 20 years in distinguished service with the company. General manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green, praised Babb for his immense contribution to the newsroom and to journalism in Barbados.
After nearly two decades of extraordinary service, Stetson Babb has retired from Starcom Network as manager of news April 30th, 2025. For about 17 years, he is definitely one of the key individuals that has provided significant direction for the Starcom Network newsroom, bringing relentless dedication to breaking stories and cultivating a tremendous network of sources, especially in crime reporting. A true journalist of the old school, Stetson led with instinct and valuable experience, and he has added to an impressive legacy that will remain deeply woven into the fabric of our newsroom here at Starcom Network.
That's General Manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green. And finally, jury selection for musician Sean Diddy Combs in his sex trafficking trial has finally begun in New York. Potential jurors are being asked if they have any history with sexual assault or other trauma and if they could be impartial in the trial. Inside the courtroom, Combs sat with his extensive legal team and watched as jurors brought in one by one to answer questions. If he is found guilty, Combs could spend the rest of his life in prison. Recapping the headlines. Police and prison officers continue their search for a convicted murderer and escaped prisoner. Security at the QEH under scrutiny after a third prisoner escapes in less than a year. A third candidate joins the St. James North by-election race. A delay in the Nero rape trial. Stetson Babb retires from Starcom Network after nearly two decades. And jury selection for musician Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial has begun in New York. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.